Utah real estate headlines. Utah commission rates, what sellers pay and how pros can adapt. A new breakdown reveals what home sellers currently pay in real estate commission in Utah and explores ways they can reduce those costs. Utah agents and brokers need clear visibility into commission benchmarks to competitively position their services and articulate value in a cost-conscious market. Review the full commission analysis to ensure your fee structure and value proposition align with current Utah seller expectations. atw.realestatewitch.com/average real estate commission in Utah/. Utah Real Estate Headlines. UT Division of Real Estate launches how-to video resources for licensees. The Utah Division of Real Estate has published how-to videos and video resources for licensees on its website, alongside a notice about high inquiry volumes during a system transition. UT real estate professionals can access these video resources to stay informed on licensing compliance and industry regulations while navigating current service delays. Visit hcommerce.utah.gov/real estate/ to explore video resources and check updates on licensing, mortgage, appraisal, and timeshare programs. Utah real estate headlines. Netter Online launches Utah Public Records Hub for Property Research. Netter Online provides a centralized portal for Utah public records, property tax information, and assessor searches. Real estate professionals in UT can streamline due diligence by accessing property records, tax data, and assessments through a single resource. Bookmark http://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/ut/county/Utah for faster property research workflows. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental Phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25-30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.